The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And this half hour, our hosts are Avalon HR. I got Chip Wood in the house. He is the Vice President of Sales and Marketing. And Stacy's back, Stacy Orne, who is the Benefits Manager. So glad to see you. Yay. And because she was out last week, I said, what song, girl? And she said, anything by Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny. Always Lenny.
Yeah. So
American,
how y'all?
American Woman.
Yeah, that's a... Well, see, and I went, oh, I know the original. And Chip's like, yeah, guess who? I was like, yep, I remember that. Back in the day.
They were a very good group.
They were. Okay, well, you don't want to digress. Let's talk about Avalon HR. For folks who may not know you, who are you? What do you do?
Well, we are a PEO, which is an acronym for Professional Employment Organization. We are located here in Pensacola at 100 South Base Boulevard. You can reach us at 850-475-1555. And I'd like for you to call in today if you can. And
if you have any
questions,
you're
near a phone.
Absolutely. This is Pep Talk. Yeah, this is a Pensacola expert panel. They are experts on HR and other services and insurance and businesses. All you have to do is text in your question at 850-437-1620.
Correct. And if you have any questions on anything that you're wondering about, labor type questions or anything to do with workers' comp. Workers' comp is my wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. Labor laws and such are in Stacy's wheelhouse, and HR questions are in her wheelhouse. And
right.
So we'd be more than happy to consult with you and talk with you. And if you needed some advice on anything, we'd be more than happy to lend an ear.
Payroll, HR services, benefits, work comp. We're a full service provider when it comes to that. We become what's known as the employer of record, which mm-hmm. means that everything is filed under our EIN as far as your taxes and unemployment and things like that. But we do not control your day-to-day business. We don't tell you what hours you have to be open, what you have to do, what you have to serve, sell, anything like that. We don't do that. We just take all that yucky stuff off your plate as far as filing your federal taxes, your state taxes, your unemployment taxes. All of that becomes our problem. Your work comp audits become our problem because they do audit those. And just to kind of touch on that a little bit more, we had a client yesterday that our work comp carrier, and they do this, folks. They show up. And they need a roster of all active employees, and they will ask for the IDs of everybody on site and make sure that those people are on payroll.
Now, we're talking about the Division of Workers' Comp Compliance, which is
right.
Located here locally on Burgess Road.
And the thing is, here's the plus. You know, we maintain a great relationship with those folks, and they know that we are an IRS certified PEO, which mm-hmm. is something that is very rare to find. So they know that we do things by the book. So when they showed up yesterday to this client, this client had actually had someone call in and say they were doing something that they absolutely were not. And that happens a lot. Believe it, you would be shocked at the number of past employees, angry employees, employees that didn't get a job, competitors that call in on other businesses and say that they're doing something that's just absolutely not true. But they do check it out.
But mm-hmm. it's disruptive to your day-to-day function.
It is very disruptive. But the investigator went out there, found out everything was fine. They had opened an additional location. We had added that location, but it wasn't showing in the state system yet. So the inspector came back and said, hey, they said they had this other location. We're like, hey, we know, here's the paperwork. We added it. And they're like, oh, fantastic. Thank you so much. I'm closing my investigation. It's all good. And they're done. And that's something that we interact with those people. And I tell people a lot, especially in the HR world, it's not always what you don't say. A lot of it is what you do say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where people get in trouble.
That's why it's better just to let us deal with it, because we've been in this environment for so long and in so many years that, I mean...
Well, we've built the relationships, and we know what the expectations from these agencies are, and we're able to meet those expectations. We know how they like to receive their information. We know what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. They know what they we know what they expect, so we're able to provide that without saying something inadvertently that's going to kick off a whole nother chain of events.
Right.
And like I said, and especially, you know, I try to educate our clients all the time about terminations. Okay.
That's the tricky one. Having been in that position, that's the one that makes me the most nervous.
And it should.
I mean, really, because I want to really be careful, because I've had situations that went fine. But there are other situations when it doesn't go quite well, or that person gets really, really upset. Now you're in a whole different situation.
And Stacy can tell you, even when a situation goes fine, it can come unraveled real quick.
About the time you hang up the phone, it becomes very unraveled. But that's why, you know, I tell people all the time, there's no reason to sit and hash out the reasons. If the employer has made the decision that the relationship is over, and that's the final decision, there's really no reason to have a further discussion. Okay, because usually
so I'm not under obligation to explain why.
Absolutely not, and please do not.
Interesting. Okay, because I always kind of felt
end you up in court too
in a hurry. You know, because obviously there was a set of events that got you to deciding, hey, this person's not a good fit for my business anymore. I need to let him go.
Mm-hmm.
So once you've vetted that and made that decision, and you're sitting down with the employee, telling them, hey, you know, we're ending the employment relationship. They're already going to feel bad, okay? So what good is it going to do to sit there and rehash everything this person has done wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You're not helping them any. You're not helping the situation any. You know, they're going to be like, no, I didn't. That wasn't, no, you're wrong.
Defensive, right.
So why sit and argue? You know, if you've made that decision, stick with that decision. It's just as simple as, hey, we've decided in the employment relationship effective today, and, you know, this will be your last day. Please take your stuff and go on, you know, and just don't, there's no reason to have that dialogue. There's no reason to have that discussion. It doesn't, there's no benefit that comes from that.
Okay. We got a question from a listener. What are your thoughts about write-ups? Do you need to document prior to that final, you know, that final day, basically?
Absolutely.
So that's, so talk about that and then the basics of that, because a lot of times people don't do that.
Right.
And you really need to have that.
Then it turns into a he said, she said.
I mean, giving the employee, I mean, I'm just asking now for myself, but giving the employee, okay, here's a heads up. You need to do this, this, and this.
Right.
So that they have something to work towards.
Absolutely. And let, as I said, you can't hold people to expectations that they do not know exist.
Correct.
Okay. That's a conversation I have often. Well, did they know this was expected? Did they know what the standard was, what the goal was? Well, I thought they didn't know. No. You can't hold somebody to an expectation that they're not aware of. So write-ups are that great time to do that. And write-ups don't have to be an ugly, negative thing. You know, it can just be a documentation of a conversation. Hey, Chip, for the last 6 months, you've not met your sales goal. Going forward, what are some tools do you think that will help you to achieve that goal? What can we provide to help you make that goal? What do you feel you're missing to hit that goal? And it can be an opportunity to work together to get where you need to be. Okay, so it doesn't always have to be a negative, ugly, oh, I've been writing up kind of thing. It can be an opportunity. Okay, at least that's where I suggest people start.
Yeah, and one of the companies I worked with would do an evaluation every quarter, but the employee had the opportunity. There was a set of questions that both the employer and the employee answered,
right,
and then sat down together to talk about their answers.
Absolutely.
So then you're kind of able to say what's going well on our end,
what's not,
and what's going well on your end.
Well, see, that's
not
a good idea, too, because it works both ways.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, an employer does not spend 100% of his time looking just at you, but you, for the most part, are spending 100% of your time
looking at that employer.
Looking at the business as a whole and the employer. So if the employer you feel is missing something, now's your opportunity to point it out and go, well, yeah, you're saying this, but let me explain something. And, you know, then you can go into your thing. And it's good to do that because that builds a relationship between you and the company.
Mm-hmm. And not just the owner, but the company. Documentation is vital when it comes to unemployment claims.
Ooh,
you know,
right.
What can I provide to show that this was addressed with the employee and that, you know, the opportunity was given to correct whatever behavior before you let them go? It's also the most imperative if it comes to like an EEOC lawsuit. Documentation, if it's not on paper, it didn't happen, it didn't exist. You can sit and say, well, I told Chip, doesn't matter. If it's not on paper, it doesn't exist. And one of the very few unemployment cases I've ever lost was in the state of Georgia. And this employer had documented the issues multiple times in emails. It was addressed on the performance reviews. Everything, you know, from the surface, I thought, this is a slam dunk, man. We've got this one. But at no point in the documentation process did he specifically say to her that her job was in jeopardy if the behavior wasn't corrected.
Really?
And the hearing officer said in this case that because she had no reason to feel that this behavior warranted termination, even though it had been addressed a dozen times, because she wasn't specifically told that her job was in jeopardy, she had no reason to think that the issues were that severe. Now, I think if I'd had a different hearing officer, they could have gone a whole different way. But his opinion, and it stuck, was that because they weren't told specifically the job was in jeopardy, she was able to get unemployed.
Yeah, because a lot of times these things are, in, like Stacy pointed out, in the opinion of the person that is hearing the case,
mm-hmm.
the hearing officer, mm-hmm. if you will. So you have to be real careful, and proper documentation is very important.
It's absolutely imperative. It can be emails. Just hang on to it. Emails. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even have to be a write-up. It's just, you know, I keep a notebook, and they laugh at me. I have a stack of notebooks, but I can go back and find anything and everything because I write it all down.
Smart.
I write it all down. And the amount of times that I have to go back and reference that and be like, no, Meg, on November 8th at 3:42 p.m., we had a discussion about this.
Mm-hmm.
And that can work as well. You know, as long as you documented what you have done, the attempts that have been made, documentation is absolutely imperative. The 90-day probationary period is... You should have a really good feel in that first 90 days if this employee is going to work or not,
mm-hmm.
right? And that is your trial period. That's kind of like no harm, no foul. You're coming up in that 90 days and it's like, oh, I'm sorry, this just isn't working. You know, I don't think we're the best fit for you.
And then you're done.
You're done. And I get to, employers call me all the time. They're like, well... You know, things weren't great the first 90 days, but I thought they'd get better. No, they're not. Just go with what you're presenting those first 90 days. Most people, that's when they're trying to make their best impression.
Right.
If that's not happening, it's not going to get better.
That's kind of common sense, to be honest. I mean,
no, we don't say that word. Yeah, don't say that word.
Oops. Busted.
That went by the wayside a long time ago.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Because... Again, common sense can be a regional thing.
Mm-hmm.
It can be perfect. I've got the perfect example of common sense. Perfect example.
So busted.
My husband travels for work. Okay. Mm-hmm. He goes everywhere. There's a group of them that travel all over the United States. They've been in St. Croix, Dominica. They go everywhere for work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this whole group, you know, we're originally from Tennessee, live in Florida, but a lot of them are from Tennessee, a lot of them are from Louisiana, and several from St. Croix.
Okay.
This whole collective group of guys that work together ends up in Iowa. Okay? Iowa. Des Moines, Iowa. Holidays come. They're leaving. You know, they're going back home for the holidays, a couple weeks. And the guys from St. Croix go. And they turn off the heat when they leave Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
They come back to a flooded apartment because all their pipes have burst.
Oh, my gosh.
And the Tennessee boys are like, hey, boys, it's common sense. You leave the heat on. They're from a tropical island.
So it's not common sense to them.
They have no experience with that.
Right,
so
of course.
So often, unfortunately, common sense ties back with your experiences. So it's not an across-the-board thing. Well, that's common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not if you've never had to deal with snow and ice. I mean, one would think, you know, oh, well, that's cold. But is never something they'd encountered. So they just did the same thing they'd done in the islands. They just turned off the unit, left, came back to not only a flooded apartment, but they had about a half an inch of ice.
See, this is why I love this show, because I learn something every day. I will not use that phrase again.
Well, you know, a lot of it is unfortunately based on experience.
Sure.
And you know, we all, I think we could all agree that, you know, the generations after us, there's a lot of things that have changed. You know,
That's true.
We grew up in an era where we had no technology. We had no cell phones. We couldn't Google or chat GPT things. You know, we had to be a little more, you know, creative, if you will. And, you know, these kids, like, I look at my son and sometimes I just want to punch him in the little nose and be like, child, there are things you can do outside of that. Like, there's ways to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And but they've never had that point of reference. They've never lived in a time when those things weren't available to them.
Well, it's not common sense to them.
That's
true.
Bingo.
You go. Meg just summed it all up. It's not common sense to them because they have no other point of reference.
If you just joined us, we're talking with our friends, Stacy and, Chip. Stacy and Chip from Avalon HR, talking about all kinds of interesting things with HR and working with employees, business. And this is the kind of things that they do to take care of you and your business. So if you have a question this morning, 850-437-1620. And I did have one come in, a little bit different topic. It was, we were talking a little bit earlier about certifications and things like that. And the question is, what does a PO company have to do to become IRS certified? Is this a mark of distinction?
Well, let's put it this way. We have our own IRS rep.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like a...
is very distinctive.
Then. Like a liquor store has their own liquor reps. Well, we have our own IRS rep. And it's good. It's good that because we have to make so many tax deposits for clients that if we ever run into a jam or something's not right or we need advice on something, let's say somebody has been behind in their payroll taxes. Let me tell you something, folks. The IRS, you can get away with not paying your personal taxes for a little bit, but if you miss your payroll taxes,
they're going to find you
in a real heartbeat because what they view that as is you're stealing from your employees, which you are.
We go part
of the
IRS,
Social Security and Medicare taxes.
Right.
Right. Part of the IRS certification that we've just finished up is we go through a double audit. Okay. We have to be audited and then our auditor has to be audited to make sure that we're doing a lot of money. Not real money, so don't anybody think we handle real dollars, but payroll, transaction dollars, there's a lot of those that go through.
Correct.
And like Chip said, it's a very strict timeline. Like, we just finished the 401k audit, okay? I got a ding because one week in December, in 2023,
oh my gosh,
I was very, very sick, and I submitted the contributions 2 days late.
Mm-hmm.
2 days late. And they're like, hey, all contributions must be done timely, establish a backup plan for when Stacy is not available, you know, that kind of thing, okay? Once in years, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the kind of things they look for. They go down to that level.
It's very strict.
It is very strict. Our security has to be evaluated. Our internal controls have to be evaluated. The vendors that we partner with, we have to provide certain security details. They have to be up to a certain level. Our carriers have to be A-rated carriers. We can't go out and deal with an insurance carrier that the insurance commission has rated a C or a D.
Wow, okay.
Even a B,
they
have to be A or above rated carriers. Like, there's certain things that it kind of limits you to do because they are so particular to maintain that certification. It's beyond having your ducks in a row.
But it's good for the client to know these things
because
that puts self-assurance in them.
And what is it, less than 10% of POs have?
Well, actually, it's less than 30 now. Less than half of the PEOs in the United States are certified by the IRS. And that's very important because that assures the prospect or the client that we are handling all their monies and their taxes properly.
Mm-hmm. So don't assume that somebody Correct. That you're talking to has that automatically.
Correct. No, ask that question. Ask that question. Are you IRS certified? And if they go, well, no, that means one of two things. Either they don't want to have to go through all these audits, and if they don't, why not?
Mm-hmm.
And then if they do, if they are certified, that's fine. That's fine. I welcome that. But we want to make sure that our clients are well protected, because there's been instances in this town that one particular PEO, this goes back quite a few years, but they ran off with everybody's tax deposits.
Oh my goodness.
They weren't making them to the IRS.
Wow.
So the IRS, because there was no certification, the IRS went after
the clients
and said, yes, you submitted this money, but unfortunately they didn't pay it. Mm. So now you need to pay it again.
Oh my goodness.
With us, that can't happen. It can't happen. If we were to make a mistake, the IRS cannot and will not come at you.
Mm-hmm. So a great question. Thank you for texting that in.
Yes, that's a good, great question.
Very good. Okay, well, we have just a few minutes left now. Anything you'd like to touch on this time of year that folks should be concerned about or thinking about?
Well, I appreciate the questions. And if you have anything further that is maybe a little bit more personal to your business or whatever, I'd be more than happy to talk to you. I talk to a lot of businesses on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
850-475-1555. And you can ask for myself or Kirk Waters. And also, if you have an HR question, you can ask for Stacy Oren. And we'd love to hear from you. And we're located at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in Pensacola. We are locally owned. Everybody here is local.
Okay. Wanted to come in and they've heard you today and they wanted to just come in and talk to you, is there a fee in that initial consultation evaluation?
No. Well, we'd be happy to talk to you and answer some questions.
We don't charge any fees for onboarding. We don't charge any fees for our knowledge. This is what we do. And we want to make sure that you are satisfied with our services. And if you have any questions or you're just curious what are all things that we do offer, mm-hmm. give us a call. We'll be more than happy to talk to you.
Someone just texted in, what is your pricing structure?
Well, the pricing structure can be one of two ways, actually. Usually it's a percentage of your payroll.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever your payroll is, it's going to be a small percentage of that. But we always like to remind people, there's no way that you can do what we do for what we charge.
Okay. That Guaranteed. Makes sense to me.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
But give us a call on that. It's all individual,
mm-hmm.
Depending on how the...
what your work comp codes are.
Yeah, what your work comp codes.
Because there's different
rates for employees,
that.
All those
Yeah, because if you're in construction, that's going to be a lot different than us sitting here talking on the radio.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
big difference.
And the thing, we're coming into, warmer weather. We got, that hurricane season right around the corner. We have another thing I'd like to mention. We have processes in place. We'll keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we can't get in touch with you or something, we are never going to let your employees go without being paid. We have procedures and processes in place to where, if we can't get in touch with you, we have some kind, if you're in an area that's really affected by a hurricane, we have processes in place, get your employees paid, taken care of, and then we'll take care of it when we can.
Very good to know. We should talk more about that next time.
Yes,
we'll be coming into
Sounds
almost
great.
In June. So
love to.
Again, we have been talking with Chip Wood and Stacy Oren with Avalon HR. Your website, your phone number one more time.
Give us a call, 850-475-1555. I'm extension 11. You give Stacy a call.
Look us up online, avalonhr.com.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.